God has blessed me with. To God be the glory for the great things that he has done. And remember, this is a family that we are, no matter what.
Forever with me, my lady to be. Can you feel me? I was a sucker for love, blind surrounded by love, from one that did me close like a glove. But the smiles and laughter change, shattered like glass for me, it's never been the same. Baby, I don't want to cry and ask no more. Get your hat and your coat, baby, boo, you gotta go. No need to put on a show. Do you attempt to turn my pages, are you out of your mind? Constantly arguing and nagging me, wasting my time. And I want you to know that you get no more. I'm a grown ass man with feelings too. That's why I left my crew on the block to be with you. And I still can't believe that you did me this way. What goes around comes around, so you gon' pay.
Nino, man.
And now, more.
Yeah, I'm country with it like trail riding. Two door on that cowhide. Teeth shine like sunshine. 40 cocked on my waistline. Country boy, but I don't smoke hate. Loud, sweet in my ashtray. Treat every day like my last day.
Treat every day like my last day?
I'm country. AC on with the windows down. If you see me, no contenders round. Talk of the town, I shut them down. Moonshine and joints rolled. If I'm in the game, then points go. House parties and drink poles. Pimp talking, can't go.
I'm country. You hear the country talk. You see the country walk. You smell the country, homie. It's cause I'm country, homie. I'm country.
Shine and let me start stomping. King of the trail ride blues.
Dangerous combination, we gon' let the world see. We put in work and pay the dues, homie, this right here ain't free. This R&B came naturally, can't deny it's meant to be. We fell so deep in this game, but we some country boys, so we were born to play.
Welcome back to 5926 Central. We had to do a lot of sound checking to get this thing together tonight. We moved over a little bit into a different place, so we had to do some sound checking. So I think y'all may have heard a time where there was nothing being said, but welcome to 5926 Central, where it's nothing but cook goodness going down. That song, the first song you heard at the top of the show, came from Kiss the Cook, Billy Cook's album. You can Google it, you can go to YouTube, you can go to CD Baby, and you can hear it. I don't know if it's on Google Play. I know it's on iTunes, so you can go and check it out and just, you know, get your jam on or whatever they say, you know. Party or whatever, like a rock star, whatever you need to do. But he has a lot of good hits. That last song you heard was Country by none other than Marcel Casanova. And his earlier work was done under Talent. So you can find him as well on iTunes and other music platforms. I also believe they are on SoundCloud, so you can go to SoundCloud and hear the music as well. YouTube, Marcel Casanova has a lot of different music on YouTube, okay? Look up Southern Love, look up Country. I believe I said I was going to play Southern Love. I ended up playing Country, but it's all good. It's all good. Welcome to the show. I also want to take time out to let you know what's going on in your weather. Got a late start tonight, y'all. I was driving all day long. Jesus, be a fence all around me every day. But I am here. I'm here for this. I'm here for 5926 Central. Y'all know it's getting cold. They say it's getting cold outside. Going to be cold outside. Going to be a cold front, however they want to phrase it. But I'll believe it when I feel it, all right? Again, you're listening to 5926 Central, gonna let you know what's going on in your weather. You got to know, I got to share the weather tonight. Why? Because I'm just that one. I'm that one that's gonna let you know how it's gonna go. All right. So let's see what's going on. All right. Of course, we already know it's Monday night. Partly cloudy until late. It's late already. Chance of showers and slight chance of thunderstorms. Lows in the mid-70s, southeast winds around 5 miles per hour. The chance of rain is at 30% after midnight. Tuesday, hey, Tuesday, it's going to be partly cloudy, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms early in the morning. Then a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the late morning and early afternoon. Highs in the upper 80s, southeast winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. And for Tuesday night, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-70s, southeast winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Let me let you know what's going to happen on hump day, all right? Partly cloudy, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the morning. Highs in the upper 80s, south winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. And for Wednesday night, partly cloudy in the evening, then becoming mostly cloudy. Lows in the lower 70s. Southeast winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Again, you're listening to 5926 Central, where we are holding conversations about family, about life, love, and bozoism. Those of you that are that are faithful listeners, you already know about that bozoism, baby. Just be careful about who you call a bozo. Make sure they peel, baby. If they living with their mama sleeping on the couch, amen, and classify as an old school bugaboo, come on. You already know that's a bozo. Stay away from bozos, okay? I'm just trying to tell you, trying to help you out, you know, a little bit so you don't get messed over, okay? Let's just keep it real. Keep it real. All right, this song I'm going to play for you tonight is by Q Stone. It says, sometimes I just got to scream so loud.
On my TV, and all I can see is somebody done got killed. A whole bunch of politics, healthcare and taxes, red against blue, trying to control your life when they are all fools. I know what they think we all fools, giving money to everybody except to our schools. They want to control everything, so they can just rule. No, man, that's a shame. Sometimes this world makes me want to scream so loud, so loud. Sometimes this world makes me want to scream so loud, so loud. I turn on my TV, and all I can see is men messing with little boys, daddy's killing their own kids. What's wrong with grown men acting like fools, picking up the high heels, putting down the tools? Guess what they want, y'all? They want us to all lose. Mama raise the children while daddy be on booze. Now boys wearing they pants down, thinking that's cool. No, man, that's a shame. Sometimes this world makes me wanna scream so loud, so loud. Sometimes this world makes me wanna scream so loud, so loud. Hey, hey. Turn off my TV, and all I can see is my friends and all my family, love, peace, and happiness. I see all the great things that God made true. Everything is beautiful, life is so cool. This land was made for us to all use. Plenty enough for everybody, but it's controlled by the few. So I stand by my people, and we shall not lose. No, man, that's a shame. Sometimes this world makes me wanna scream so loud, so loud. Sometimes this world makes me wanna scream so loud, so loud. Hey, hey, oh baby, yeah.
Sometimes this world, hey, I love this song, makes me want to scream so loud, so loud. Hey, sometimes this world, I'm telling y'all, man, sometimes this world make you want to holler. Let me tell you something. There's some things that be going on in this world. My God, I'm just saying, just look. Oh my God, just makes you crazy. But you know, you got to just keep yourself together. I know sometimes I be like, girl, you know what I'm saying? If you don't, girl, you gonna hurt somebody if you don't get yourself together. So sometimes ain't nothing wrong with just getting by yourself, getting your mind right, getting yourself together. So that you don't let somebody have, look, you don't lose your mind. Sometimes this world, there's some stuff going on in this world. Sometimes you just want to, oh my God. You know, when I get on this show Mondays, I'm just myself. I'm me, you know, not saying every day I'm not me, but in some areas it requires less portions of me. When I get on this show, I'm just me. And I'm telling y'all, it's some things that have happened in my life, man, make me just want to just go crazy, but I can't. You understand me? It was a time I went through straight up depression. Nobody knew I was depressed, but I went through a depression that was unreal. I couldn't get out of bed. I couldn't, you know, the house was dark all the time. You know, the TV was going, but it was watching me, you know what I'm saying? And I mean, it was crazy. I didn't know I was depressed at the time. I just was, my body was sluggish. You know, I was aching and, you know, I just didn't want to be bothered. I went from an extrovert to an introvert. You know, in other words, I went from always want to be around people to not wanting to be bothered. Y'all know how it go. And, man, and it took me some time to get out of that place of depression. A lot of people are dealing with depression right now, you know what I'm saying? But folk don't believe them, or folk don't like to listen. And some people so sarcastic till you can't even let them know you in trouble. You know, that's how crazy it is sometimes. But, you know, thank God that I was able to realize what was going on with me so I can get me together. So I can get me together. Anyway, I'm getting ready to upload one of my songs. I did an R&B project. So I said, you know what? I'm gonna play my stuff. You know, my R&B. This is a show I get to just be me. And my family, like I say, on this show, you'll get to meet my family. And what we do music. That's what we do, you know. And so in a few minutes, I'll be playing a little bit of my music as well. And and add some more to the playlist. How about that? But until then, let me see what I can find. Let me see what I can find. Ooh. baby, baby. Yeah, ooh, let's see what I got on the lineup, baby, baby. Well, y'all know I always play cash in, so I would play cash in, you know, until my stuff get uploaded. Let's see. Cash in one day, right here on 59 26th Century.
I got a lot on my mind.
I got a lot on my mind.
Take it one day at a time.
Take it one day at a time.
I gotta get what's mine.
I gotta get what's mine.
One day I'm gonna shine.
Yeah.
I got a lot on my mind. Take it one day at a time. I gotta get what's mine. One day I'm gonna shine. I got a lot on my mind. Take it one day at a time. I gotta get what's mine. One day I'm gonna shine. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm doing niggas like Kobe. Y'all niggas can't hold me. Pull up if you owe me. Don't play me like the old me. Man, you really not the homie. On the beat, I let my soul bleed. I was sitting in the nosebleeds. All of my homies beside me. And we gon' catch us behind me. But now be acting they grimy. Wheels drop through like it's sliding. I saw your bitch in the comments. She say she wanna get on me. What she gotta do to homies? Don't like them people that's phony. All of these niggas be first. I got the key to the safe. I only wanna get paid. I ain't fucking with no life. All that shit part of the game. I'm moving in a new lane. You can just give me some brain. I'm only rolling with gang. I'm not trying to be the same.
It's these niggas.
I got a lot on my mind. Take it one day at a time. I gotta get what's mine. One day I'm gonna shine. Yeah. I got a lot on my mind. Take it one day at a time. I gotta get what's mine. One day I'm gonna shine. I got a lot on my mind. Take it one day at a time. I gotta get what's mine. One day I'm gon' shine,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm creeping up slowly, like I'm riding in a stoli. Break my homie, never folding. If I'm out, you know I'm holding. Switching lanes, real poking. If she see me, she gon' ride me. Treat a nigga like a Harley. I ain't new to the bopping. Niggas mad tryna copy. I just wanna get some sloppy. I don't let hoe niggas rhyme me. I know you hate that I'm honest. Paint sweet like pumpkins. Eat the beat like dumplings. Hop out the porch, I start running. Put some respect on my name. All of my heart and my pain. That's what I put in this game. I'm coming in with a bang. We do not play by no chain. We'll swing through in that thing. I'm not worried about no fame. I'm just tryna make a stain. Never mention my name.
With these niggas.
I got a lot on my mind. Take it one day at a time. I gotta get what's mine. One day I'm gonna shine. Yeah. I got a lot on my mind. Take it one day at a time. I gotta get what's mine. One day I'm gonna shine. I got a lot on my mind. Take it one day at a time. I gotta get what's mine. One day I'm gonna shine. Yeah.
All right, all right. That was cash in. That was cash in. Let's keep it moving. This next song is by your very own Queenie. Or they call me Miss Prophet on SoundCloud. Here it is right here. Just Wanna Be.
Come on.
I just wanna be where you are.
right. You ain't gotta go, you can spend the night. I don't even like when you leave. I sent the keys, your scent still on my lips. I mean, you bright as the sun, you been the one. Bet you knew that too. Let's peel back the roof, let the wind loose. I love being with you in the coupe. Nothing else said, I'm in your head like dreads. You turn hair like red. When you step in the room, the noise go dead. I'm not going nowhere, you got me down like a fed. You all about your bread, you just for me. Your voice is sweet, you move discreet. Your house is neat, the same sense of style as me. And possibly my wife to be. If we can make it true and make the move. Your hustle A1, your nails stay done. Your hair A1, your feet stay done. I know that you the one, I can't even front. I just wanna be with you, you know it.
Just Wanna Be Where You Are, produced by Cash In at Dynasty Records. Listen, what a show tonight. What a show. Late start, but still, we still got it going on. You know, I was talking a little earlier about the whole thing that, you know, depression and anxieties and how crippling it is, because it is, it's crippling, you know, and some people don't know just how big and boisterous your anxieties can become, you know. That's why it's very important to, you know, be careful about how you react to things, how you handle rejection, how you handle judgment, criticism. All of these things can will affect you, but it matters how it affects you, how you take it, how you take it. So it's very, very important to make sure that you are processing things correctly. You know, a lot in my life, like I talked about depression, a lot of the things that I went through in my life, I did not process correctly. And so it took a toll on me, how I felt about myself, how I felt about people. And it caused me again to be closed in and closed off from loved ones, to not be able to hear things clearly or without them being distorted or from a place or being in my feelings about it. You know, a lot of times we're in our feelings about something, or we have been hurt. We hear things through that hurt. We hear things through that desolate, you know, that place of abandonment. And honestly, our anxieties lie to us. Our depression lies to us. So we have to make sure that we be careful about what we, how we handle the different things that come up in our lives. Make sure that we, you know, process correctly. Sometimes you have to stop and you have to get advice from other people, but wise people, not folks that's with their foolishness. You got to get advice from folks that's been through, and folks that's not going to tell you how to do it, but that's gonna, I guess you could say, help navigate you through it. You know, but the ultimate decision, the ultimate person's opinion in things that have to do with you is yours. So you have to make sure that when processing different thoughts, different experiences, that you do it in a healthy way. Because you don't want to be, let me tell y'all something about unhealthy people. Hey, Zam, what's going on? It's Zam.
Hey.
Hey. Oh, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Playing a couple of my songs.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I had a couple of R&B songs, and so I said, let me add these to the lineup. I hadn't even thought about it. I was like, let me go on SoundCloud and get these joints on here. How's your day?
It was a day.
It
was definitely
at home
chilling.
Oh, that's right. No, that's right. Yeah. I got a late start with the show. I was, what was I working on? I was trying to get my internet up at this apartment. And it was giving me a hard time. So when you text me, I was like, oh, wait a minute. Okay, I'm going to have to rig something. And finally, it popped the internet, booted up, right? And I said, well, I can add 30 minutes to the show and get a whole hour so that we can have a full hour for the show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was just talking a little bit about anxieties. You know, I was telling people how I had went through a time of depression. And sometimes people think they are exempt from depression, but depression can happen to anybody, you know. Sometimes you don't even know that you are depressed. You don't know that, you know, some people, depression hit harder than it would other people, because some people get, you know, they are comeback is quick, you know, but sometimes depression can hit a person and they're down. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was talking a little bit about that, you know, and how important it is to make sure that the people that you surround yourself with don't try to tell you what to do, but can give advice that's wise or that will aid in you getting out of that position that you're in, you know.
Or sometimes you just need somebody to talk to.
Period. Point blank.
They don't judge and all of that. It's, you know, they listen.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the truth. That's true. You know, and some people shy away from folk that's trying to fix it, you know, that's trying to fix it or tell them what's wrong with them. A lot of times I tell somebody else that sometimes folk don't want you. They just need a sounding board, like you say, somebody talk. They just need to get it out. They need to get whatever, you know, just get it all out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was taking some classes about how to deal with depression and anxiety. And one of the major things they said, and which we used to see, I think, my mama said it or somebody else said it, but it's better out than in, right? And when you're going through situations, it's better for you to talk about it, journal about it, but it has to come out. You know, it has, like I say, some people write songs, some people rap, some people break plates in a dark alley. I don't know. Some people paint, but it's better out than in. So you have to find the best way for you to be able to deal with your anxieties or tough times in your life. You have to find a way to cope, you know, make it through it. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
What do you think?
I think that is very true.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody handles things differently. You have children who are brought up in the household, go through the same thing. and turn out completely different.
Oh, so true. Oh, my God.
But, you know.
Mm-hmm. That is so true. That is so true. And it is some people, it's some people that you think are very tough people and be the main ones that can't handle stuff. You know, I was telling somebody Sunday, I said, most people that try to control everything, it's something that happened to them that they couldn't control. So now they want to control everything, everybody, everything that happens around them, you know. And a lot of people don't understand this is happening. One lady that I had the pleasure of talking with and counseling with, she said that. She said that when she was younger, she was raped, she said, and she found herself throughout her life being very controlling. You know, she had to control her kids. She had control, you know, because if she felt like something was not in her control, she would have an anxiety attack. You know, if she felt like, you know, things were unorganized or and her kids were, you know what I'm saying? She said she would have an anxiety attack. She said it wasn't until she got counseling that she realized, you know, that they took her all the way back to that instant. And then she realized, this is why I'm controlling the thing, because I couldn't control what this particular thing right here. And
right.
And I always think, you know, like say even in spiritual counseling, whatever, I always use that technique in helping and counseling people. Let's get to the root of where that came from. Some people say that ain't necessary. But anything you don't confront is bound to repeat itself. I'm just saying. And you know, so, you know, it's very important to, you know, do that work. Not just for you, but for your family members, other people, you know, you may come in contact with or have a relationship, get in some type of relationship with. You want to make sure you are the healthiest form of you.
Yeah. So true.
Mhm. Yeah. So, all right, y'all. I'm spoiling y'all with my music tonight. Zan, I'm gonna play another one of my songs. And here it is. This is the first time me playing it on the podcast, so I don't know how the music is going to pick up on it, but let's just play it. All right. This is called You Told Me right here. It's not so.
Favorite girl, and had me think I had planned.
And there it is. Oh, that didn't sound too bad. It was a little loud, but didn't sound too bad. What you think, Zam?
Oh, yeah, sounds good. I hadn't heard that one.
Yes, you heard Just Wanna Be before, huh? I played that one a little earlier, though.
No, yes. I haven't heard that one.
Yeah, I had to send you the link to that, girl. Yes. Yeah, I am trying to play my music more.
Yeah.
You know, Darian produced a lot of different songs for me, but I don't play them. I don't play them that much, but I should. I think.
Yeah. You should. If I had some, I would be.
Yeah. So, you got a full day tomorrow?
Yes, ma'am. I've been off work since Thursday. So, I have a lot to get into tomorrow.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I know I gotta, I'm so tired from feeding my dogs, I don't know what to do with myself. I did not know what I was thinking, getting two pit bulls. I don't know. Jesus, Lord have mercy, Jesus, be a fence all around me every day. I got two pit bulls. I have two pit bulls and a man that will not help me with them at all. He's like, I didn't ask for them dogs. So, oh, my God. So before I got home, I drove all day. And before I got home, of course, you got to feed the dogs. You know, before I eat, I have to feed the dogs. So I go out there to feed the dogs. And Goldie, which is young. Hello?
I'm here.
Oh, Goldie, which is the youngest pit bull, right? She has so much energy till, and she stays in a cage because, you know, a pit bull's head is small, right? So if you put a collar on her and you put a, you know, you kind of tie her to a tree or leash her to something, right? She's going to get out of it because she can pull her head through the collar, right? So so it's very challenging to feed Goldie, clean her. Okay, this is what I have to do. I have to clean the cage, take Goldie out the cage, clean the cage, fix Blue his food, fix Goldie her food, then get her off the thing that's holding her, right? Get her back in the cage, fight with Blue because Blue wants to play with Goldie. So now I got to fight him to get her in the cage. It's crazy. By the time I finish, I have to take a whole shower because this is how it is. And it rained this morning, so I'm out there in the mud, right? These two want to play with each other, and they don't care that I'm standing there. I'm like, listen. Uh-huh. Can we make a deal that one day I'll come out here? See, because let me tell you why I don't let Goldie loose. I used to let her loose, but she saw Blue jump the gate, right? The fence, I mean.
Uh-huh.
Blue jumping the fence is not Blue's fault. I trained Blue to jump as high as I thought it was cute. To hold a stick up and get Blue to catch too. I thought that was cute. Till he leaped over the fence like it was, you know, like it was nothing. Then I was like, ah, my bad. So anyway, so you got this little short lady walking down the street in a muumuu with chains looking for dogs, right? And my pole neighbors, I don't know if I told this story on the show before, but my loving neighbors, they love to tell me what direction my dogs went. Oh, he went that way. Okay. No. Oh, she went over there. She backed out, you know, because I'm known for my dogs getting loose. Okay. So Goldie saw Blue jump the gate. So in Goldie's head, she can do it too. Anything Blue can do, she can do, right?
Right.
So one day, I leave Goldie on the leash, right? I'm like, I tighten up the collar. I'm like, this gonna hold her. You know, I yank it around. I say, oh, this got her, right? She can stay outside the cage for a little while. Okay. Because somebody on Instagram asked, you know, put a question, why you got the dogs tied up, right? And I'm like, because I don't want to get sued for somebody lying and say they got bit by my dog. Okay. I go in the house. I say, I'm going to let Goldie stay in the yard, right? I'm going to let Goldie stay in the yard. I go in the house, fix me something to eat. I sit down, start watching a movie. I look out there, Goldie, she's still out there. I'm confident now. I'm too confident. Next thing you know, I hear Blue whining. Woo! I say, what the mess? I go outside. Goldie has jumped the gate, right? Ran around side to the other side of the house and went in the backyard of a person who don't even have a gate. I mean, she jumped the fence. Went around. So she on the other side of the yard crying, her and Blue crying because she can't get in the gate. In the gate. So I say, why did you jump the gate? If you was gonna go on the other side of the yard and cry for Blue, you was right there with it. Why did you jump? I'm having a full conversation with Goldie through the fence. She not trying to hear it. She just want me to get her back over in there. She don't care how I do. My genius self decide I'm going to pick the dog up, right? Goldie done got as big as a toddler. You know, toddlers are too big to carry. And I'm going to pick in my head, I don't know where I got it from, I'm going to pick Goldie up and bring her over the fence, right?
Uh-huh.
No, that's not happening. Goldie is clawing and biting. She roughhousing, Blue jumping, barking. I'm like, whose side are y'all on? She got out the gate. It's not my fault. So I leave alone. I say, Goldie, come on around here. I start, like, you know how you take your finger and make a circle, like the dog understand what you're saying? Come on, Goldie, come on around here. Goldie looking at me like, what the mess? Lady. I'm stuck in this gate. So I go around the house because I think maybe she jumped into the other people's yard, right? Go around there. There's no gate, nothing. She just, this how dumb. And I gotta talk more to Goldie because, Goldie, the gate is wide open. Why you didn't, you remember what we used to listen to when we were kids, and who in the hell left the gate open? The gate wide open.
Yeah.
Why you could just, you know, run back around here. Anyway, so Goldie finally gets back in the gate. This is the main, I'm telling this story because this is the reason why I have to put Goldie back in a cage. Hold on. Yeah, I have to put Goldie back in the cage.
Hello?
I'm here.
Oh, okay.
Okay, y'all, sorry for that brief little moment of silence. So back to these pit bulls. So, I, with my genius self, have two pit bulls, and I'm 5'2", you know. So just pray my strength in the Lord. Anyway. Anything you want to say, Zan? We got 10 minutes left. I think I got us on here for like an hour. We was on here like an hour and a half. We got an hour and a half show. It was pretty good. Anything you want to say before we get off of here?
Nope, not at all. Just for your family and friends and the people that you love, let them know you love them. Don't let it be any doubt in their mind. Don't even let them have to think about it.
Oh, that's good. That was for me. That was a cookie. That was a brownie for me. For real. Sometimes I call y'all and be like, I call mom one time and say, I just want to hear what you sound like. You know.
Yeah.
I
call her sometimes and say, well, I just want to look at your face.
Yeah.
I just want to see you.
My God.
People say, you know, you never know what tomorrow may bring. No, you don't know what the next second gonna bring.
That's true.
So
that is so true.
Make the best.
That's so
make
true.
The best.
Yeah.
And remember, say things. Once you hear it, you can't unhear it. Once you say it, you can't unsay it.
That's
so
true.
Be mindful for what goes across your teeth and through your lips.
That's true. That's true. Especially when you're hurting, when you're mad, when you, oh, my God, because we can say stuff when we're mad. Jesus, be offense. Oh, my God. Yeah. Much. Yes, Lord. This week, I had a whole lot of apologies heading my way. But like you said, it's to apologize is one thing, but you can't take back the stuff you said. You know, you gotta have a filter when it, especially when it comes to people you love. You know, I used to always tell people, don't talk to your loved ones like they a nigga in the street. You know, you can't just handle people any kind of way. When you come down off of your high, you know, the damage is done. You know what I mean? And then you think, well, let me just say I'm sorry. That's going to fix the damage. No. If a hurricane hit a house, you can't just walk up to the house and say, I'm sorry. You got to fix that. I'm just saying. You got to fix that. You got to do some work, you know. Some serious work. And then watch this. Then before somebody can live in the house, they got to be what? Inspected. Is this going to stand? Yo. Oh my God, I need to write a book about this. Will this house stand? Oh my God. Anyway. Oh my God. That was a good one. That was for me.
Was it for you?
Oh, my God, all day long and on the weekends and on the weekends. I want to thank everybody for tuned in tonight. We're getting rave reviews on our show. Me and my sister just be talking, y'all. I mean, that's my big sis, y'all. We be on here. I don't think we even have stuff. I don't even know if we, do we plan this? We don't even plan this stuff. Just be. Oh, God. You don't even plan stuff.
Yeah, we tried it.
We tried to plan it. We did. We even tried to get guests and all the stuff. We tried to be like, you know, like these podcasts, but it didn't work out that way. So we love you all. We'll talk to you next Monday. I promise I'm going to be on time. It was an internet error happening in my life.
I promise to try and be
on. But y'all don't be tripping with Shazam. She got a job. Don't get me started. Don't get me started. You understand me? But anyway, we love y'all. What's that, Zam?
I have an alarm set.
I got three alarms set. Let's move on. Let's get into it. I got a long sub be buzzing going off. You know, my husband called me, talking about, what is this you got over here going off? I don't know. Find it and cut it out, because I don't know. I don't know what's going off. I think it was an old phone that wasn't, you know, activated. It was just the alarm was going off. Anyway, love y'all.
Love you too.
I have had a wonderful show tonight. This last little snippet song I did is just a minute and 24 seconds. We're going to go out on it. It says, I want you, not y'all. This is to somebody else. All right. I'll holler. Yes.
Yes.